This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And this time around on Senior Moments, we're going to talk a little about lung cancer. It is Lung Cancer Awareness Month in November. And joining us here in studio from Queen of the Valley Hospital is Dr. Martin Lofick, who is a radiologist. Dr. Lofick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. So this is a field you work in. How important is this screening process during an awareness month like this?
You know, it's very important. It's a relatively kind of new thing that we have now in medicine. We have screening programs for other types of cancer, like breast cancer with mammography and colonoscopies for cancer, colon cancer screening. But lung cancer screening is relatively new. It's something that we've been doing for the past maybe 10 years now, and we have a relatively new program at Queen of the Valley. And it's for high-risk patients. And we've been doing it for a couple of years now, screening about 100 patients a year, and the numbers are increasing. So we're just here to educate everyone about the program and let you know that we're having a screening event on November 16th on Saturday, where we're basically just putting aside CT scanner time for patients to come in and get screened.
Hmm. What's the cost associated with that?
You know, it's variable. We have a sliding scale cost, so that's something that the patients would have to go over that with their doctor, and depending on what kind of insurance they have. Most insurance companies do cover it now if you meet the criteria to get screened, and also Medicare will cover it if you meet the criteria for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is, you know, if you are a high-risk patient, and it mainly has to do with smoking, if you've been smoking for at least 30 years or 20 years in some cases, and you have an additional risk factor, you think you might be a candidate, you should speak with your doctor and see if this is something that would be beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm. So again, that date is November 16th. I'm sure if you do some Googling and find out all the details on that.
Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned mammography, and we know colorectal is an area with a lot of screening and skin cancer and so forth. And we may be familiar with the how it's done part of those. How is this done? You said it's all CT scans?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, we've never had a good screening test for lung cancer. Chest x-rays don't really work. So this is a low dose, a low radiation dose CT scan of your chest. It doesn't use any contrast, so it's very quick. The radiation dose is low, and it's very fast. You know, you'll be in and out in 10 to 15 minutes, and then the radiologist will read the study and give a report to you and your doctor with the results.
Mm-hmm. And what are you looking for there? Are you in masses, tumors?
Yes, you know, we're looking for little nodules. The key to this is to find lung cancer early. The problem before we had our screening program is we were finding lung cancers a little bit too late. And we can make a difference with the treatments that we have if we can find the cancers earlier. And this is exactly what the screening program lets us do. So we're able to find them when they're very little, even 2 to 3 millimeters in size. That gives us a lot more options for treating potential cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are we finding more cancers, but we're able to treat them better because we're finding them earlier. And studies have shown that screening reduces lung cancer mortality by 20%.
Wow.
So it's been quite good. And the numbers of people getting screened is increasing around the country, and we're doing that now here in this community as well.
Would a person who had a 2 or 3 centimeter nodule mm-hmm. Have any symptom?
Sometimes they would not. That's a really good question as well. So, you know, there's most of the time you'll have no symptoms at all, especially when the nodule is that small. And so the goal is to find these cancers before you get symptomatic. Often, once you get symptoms from them, they have progressed to a point where treatment is a little bit more limited. And that's another thing that I should mention. So this is it's a program. It's not just a one-stop shop where you're just coming in and getting one CT scan and getting cleared. So it's like mammography, you know, where women come in every year to get a mammogram. This is a program that you enter and you get a low-dose CT scan every year. And so that's just something that you need to be aware of before you start, that you're sort of committed to it. So that's another important thing to remember.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about the high risk issue. As you mentioned, somebody who's been smoking for many years, that's kind of obvious. We ought to know that by now. You're going to be in that category. Are there other walks of life where you're encountering environmentally things you should be concerned about? We hear a lot, of course, about mesothelioma and workplace, you know, over many, many years on a job. Is that a factor in any of this?
That can be a factor, yeah. A lot of the environmental factors are a little bit less than they were in the past. A lot of occupational hazards. But there are certain things like asbestos exposure. A lot of them are mostly occupational, work-related. So that would be something that you could talk to your doctor about to see if that, you know, it's an additional risk factor for you, which is part of the criteria for the high risk. And also there's on lung.org, you can go there, and they have a little questionnaire to help you figure out if you are eligible. So if you're not sure, you can go on there and kind of fill out their questionnaire and get an idea if you are or not eligible for the program.
Lung.org?
Yes.
That's a nice, simple web address. A lot of people might be, and I have at times over this last couple of years, spending day after day in a smoke-filled environment like we all have. I'm sure this is not enter the category of making you suddenly high risk after a couple of days. But still, I was just reading a story about India where they said breathing the air in, where is it right now, Mumbai? That's so bad. One day breathing the air is like smoking two packs of cigarettes.
Sometimes the secondhand smoke can be, you know, just as risky. Quantifying that is a little bit trickier just because you don't know exactly how much. So secondhand smoke, as far as the cancer screening program, isn't one of the risk factors that we use just because that's a lot more difficult to quantify as far as how much you've had. But certainly if you've lived in a place like Mumbai, it could be significant.
We really don't have any reason to be too concerned here if all we've had is a couple of days.
Right. The main risk factor here that we're worried about is smoking. It really is just, you know, far and away the largest risk factor. And, you know, it gives you an increased risk of at least 16 different cancers, not just lung cancer. So, you know, another thing we'd like to do is just to, you know, make smoking cessation, you know, awareness. And, you know, this any kind of screening program is no substitute for smoking cessation. So that really is the most important thing. And, you know, even if you're getting screened, it shouldn't give you a false sense of security if, you know, if you continue to smoke. That really is the most important thing, and something that you should also talk to your doctor about if you're talking to them about potentially getting screened.
Is it better to switch to vaping?
You know, that's a good question, and the research is still out on that. It's it's very early. I wouldn't recommend vaping.
I was talking earlier about, you know, the silly things we do as humans, and that to me is one of them. Like, oh, I don't want to inhale this anymore. I'll inhale this chemical concoction now. It's like, wait a minute, maybe neither one would be better.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemicals in cigarettes, you know, besides just nicotine that are carcinogenic. So, you know, the lungs are very sensitive organs. I would recommend inhaling as little as possible into them.
In terms of going forward with treatment, when you talk about finding these nodules earlier, what are the treatment options that might not be available if it's more advanced?
Yeah, so, you know, if you get a lung cancer screening CT scan, you'll get your results, and they're standardized, so you'll get a number, either 1, 2, 3, or 4. One is it's just normal. 2 means there's some benign looking findings, but we still expect you to come back on a yearly basis. If you get a 3, it means that it's probably benign, but we're going to have you come back in 6 months instead of a year just to double check. If you get a 4, that means you have more of a suspicious finding. And that can, the recommendations for that are a little bit variable, but you might need additional imaging or a biopsy. And if it turns out we do find an early cancer, then you might need surgery. But the surgery will probably be less extensive than if you find out about it later. And importantly, you might be a surgical candidate, which you might not be if you wait too long. So it's good, you know, and it's exciting. We're excited about the program, and we're very happy to have it here in Napa.
And again, this special screening date is November 16th. Focus day.
Yes, it's November 16th. It's a Saturday. And of course, you know, if that doesn't work, you know, we can screen at any time. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's just a day that we sort of reserved, and we'll be doing a lot of screening on that day at the Queen.
And again, the emphasis is on high-risk individuals. If you're a healthy person in your 30s and 40s and you've never smoked, don't smoke. You're not high-risk, I assume.
You're not high-risk, and you don't need to get screened, and you're not eligible for the screening program anyways.
Yeah, so, yeah. Let's keep it focused. We don't want to get people panicked, you know?
Right,
One other question, because this has become a sort of a consumer issue, the full body scan thing that gets marketed, it's advertised a lot, and it seems like, oh, that's not that much money. I'll have one of those, and I'll know if I have any issues. Is that a good choice, from your opinion, as a consumer of medical care?
For a full body scan?
Yeah.
No, not in my opinion, because, you know, you want imaging to be very focused. You know, you're looking for a certain something specific. You have a certain problem, or you're screening for something. If you're just scanning your whole body looking for things, you're going to find all sorts of things that you might have to deal with that are inconsequential that you really would never have to have even known about. Mm-hmm. So it just leads to increased tests and cysts and things like that. So it just leads to more things that might need to get worked up, or anxiety that really doesn't need to be there.
It's like a hypochondriac's trip to Disneyland.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Very good information. We've been talking with Dr. Martin Lawfick. He's a radiologist with Queen of the Valley Medical Center, and the focus has been on lung cancer screening and this special program November 16th. I'm sure you can go to Queen of the Valley's website as well and find out.
We have that, or you can give us a call and we can answer your questions. And again, this is for high-risk patients. You know, usually either 20 or 30-pack year history. And if you don't know what that is, a 30-pack year history, that would be, you know, smoking a pack a day for 30 years.
Which is, you know, an impressive achievement.
Yes.
I was a smoker for 10 or 11 years, quit when I was 31, made the really brilliant move to take it up again in my 50s for a couple of years. That's really smart, isn't it?
You're a two-time quitter. So that's even better.
Exactly.
You know, and quitting is great because it actually reverses a lot of the risks that you have, that you accumulated over that time. In fact, if you quit over 15 years ago, if it's been 15 years since you smoked, you're not even eligible to get screened anymore. That's one of
good.
The criteria.
Your lungs get all pink again eventually, right? So, a little bit, pinkish. Okay, good enough. All right, Dr. Lawfick, thanks for being here today.
Of course, anytime.
And that is this week's Senior Moments program.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a leadership Napa Valley project.
Galabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Galabria Hospice.